This has been the Democrats' week to present themselves, their past leaders and current notables, the platform, this year's nominees, their life stories and ideas. Among the most attentive viewers are the Republicans, who will do much the same thing in 3 weeks and get much the same media exposure when they have their turn. The Republicans are also issuing daily rebuttals to the Democrats' speeches. And joining us now to give a Republican response to what's been happening in Boston is Matthew Dowd, who's chief campaign strategist for the Bush campaign. Welcome once again.
Glad to be here.
Unmistakable message from the Democratic convention. The Democrats are saying, we are strong on defense, security, also diplomacy. President Bush is all about going it alone and going in too light. Strong message. What's wrong with it?
Well, first, it's just not factually correct. The president built a coalition of 40-some-odd countries to deal with terrorism around the world, first in Afghanistan and then in Iraq. There's nothing out there that they're suggesting that the president isn't either already doing or we've already been through. So
one thing they do differently about the war on terror is define it. That is, when you say the war on terror, you use that phrase, Republicans use that phrase to include the fighting in Iraq. They don't. The Democrats say that Iraq is a discrete event, something different.
Well, I mean, you're right. The one thing that Senator Kerry has expressed on more than one occasion is that he sees the terrorism as a law enforcement action, and the president sees it as a military action, and he's going to confront it in that manner. Now, it won't be limited to that, but it requires military strength to deal with things overseas where terrorism starts.
Didn't Senator Edwards say last night, I think he was quoting Joe Lewis, wasn't he? They can run, but they can't hide, he said to the terrorists.
Yes, they seem to want to speak the rhetoric. I just don't know if their actions. Senator Kerry, years back, talked about Saddam Hussein being a threat needed to be dealt with, and the president obviously came to office and did that, and I think in the end it's going to be a safer world and a safer United States because of it.
When you have your convention, are the Republicans going to stress consistency?
I think it'll be convictions. It'll be staying with your convictions. And strength isn't a attribute that you just say. It's something that you show by your actions.
The Democrats say at the convention that they can pay for, among other things, getting health insurance for millions of American kids, reduce deficits, and maintain tax cuts for 98% of Americans if we raise taxes on some businesses which go overseas and also on the 2% wealthiest Americans. What's the matter with that?
That's just not possible. And if you add up all the programs and federal expenditures they want to increase, I think it totals something close to $2 trillion. So either the deficit increases dramatically or they have to do what they've done in the histories of an office, which is raise taxes.
Before I let you go, I want you to humor me with an attempt at one nonpartisan moment here. What in the Democratic convention so far has struck you as a Republican strategist as surprisingly good, as something that you thought they did better and more effectively than you would have expected?
I've been amazed how they've managed to not have a discussion about Senator Kerry's record, and I think that's some reflection. They think it's a problematic situation for them. Every attribute and everything that other people talk about has nothing to do with the Senate career of John Kerry and everything to do with either something that happened years before.
His service in Vietnam,
or something that's his rhetoric that he's had on the campaign trail.
Well, I'm not sure how nonpartisan that was, but thanks a lot anyway.
No problem.
Okay. Matthew Dowd, who's the chief strategist for the Bush-Cheney campaign, giving us his thoughts on the Democratic National Convention.